Accessibility Tidbits, July 1st, 2026. This issue of Accessibility Tidbits is a reminder that every story has the power to change how we see ourselves and each other. Inside, we explore the realities of living with dysautonomia, an often invisible condition affecting millions worldwide, and hear from a woman born without arms as she reflects on the advice she wishes she could have given her younger self. We also celebrate creativity and representation through a stunning Tente-inspired prosthetic that places disability proudly within the fashion landscape, and discover how a simple three-letter word, yet, can help unlock confidence, resilience, and growth. You'll also find inspiring stories of advocacy, identity, and inclusion, from Disability Pride Month book recommendations and the moving father-son journey as told in color book, to the experiences of blind birders, performers with Tourette's syndrome, and changemakers building more accessible communities around the world. And if that's not all, more stories worth your time. Becoming Rentable joins Novartis's SMHing My Limits and Going Places campaign to expand accessible lodging for people living with SMA. Canada's first talking statue debuts at Banting House this summer. Hear from Sir Frederick Banting himself. Hi, I'm a narcoleptic. Here's part of my story. Communication is more than just words. Blinded veterans and Meta AI glasses donation. Are you ready? Let's get into it. Marina Apperly, editor. Colorbook explores a father and son's love and grief. Colorbook is a new Netflix drama about a widowed father and his son with Down syndrome as they set out on a journey to attend their first baseball game together. Through a story of family, loss, and connection, the film offers a heartfelt portrayal of disability as part of everyday life. Thunder Bay, Ontario, is a city where everyone belongs. Thunder Bay is strengthening its reputation as a destination where accessibility, inclusion, and belonging are part of the visitor experience for people with disabilities and members of the 2SLGBTQIA+ community. Tourism Thunder Bay holds Rainbow Registered Accreditation, signaling a commitment to welcoming 2SLGBTQIA+ travelers. While the city's accessible spaces, trails, beaches, and visitor experiences help make the destination easier to enjoy for wheelchair users, seniors, and travelers with a range of access needs. Each summer, Thunder Pride brings people together through events such as the Pride Parade and Two-Spirit Pride Powwow. In early June 2026, Thunder Bay City Hall raised Two-Spirit and Pride flags, marking the city's recognition of these two communities. With inclusive festivals, accessible recreation options, and affirming local businesses, Thunder Bay invites travelers to experience a city where accessibility and inclusion are woven into everyday life, creating a more welcoming experience for everyone. Dysautonomia, the invisible illness affecting millions around the world. Dysautonomia affects millions of people worldwide, yet many have never heard of it. This neurological condition disrupts the body's autonomic nervous system, which controls essential functions such as heart rate, blood pressure, digestion, and temperature regulation. Because symptoms can vary widely from person to person, many individuals face a long and frustrating journey to diagnosis before finding answers. I was born without arms. Here's what I wish I'd told my younger self. Born without both arms and adopted from Vietnam as a baby, Anna grew up learning to navigate a world that often made her feel different. In this powerful personal story, she reflects on the challenges of disability, self-acceptance, and the fear of not fitting in, while celebrating the independence her adoptive mother instilled in her from a young age. Today, Anna shares a message about embracing authenticity, finding confidence, and focusing on what truly matters rather than on others' opinions. This is Project Dia Por Dia. After a life-changing event left him questioning what the future might hold, one adventurer is setting out on an extraordinary journey of resilience and rediscovery. Through Project Dia Por Dia, he is cycling 5,000 miles across Europe, sharing stories, experiences, and connections gathered along the way. His message is simple yet powerful. Healing, growth, and adventure can happen one day at a time. Abena Christine Janelle's Kente prosthetic makes disability part of the fashion image. For years, Abena Christine Janelle hid her prosthetic leg, choosing clothing that helped her blend in rather than stand out. Today, the Ghanaian-American model, advocate, and speaker does the opposite, proudly incorporating her prosthetic into her personal style. Her signature Kente-covered prosthetic celebrates both her Ghanaian heritage and disability identity, transforming something she once concealed into a powerful symbol of confidence, culture, and self-expression. Through fashion, modeling, and advocacy, Abena is challenging perceptions of beauty and proving that disability and glamour belong in the same space. Meet Anne-Marie, a passionate poker player who never lets visual impairments stand in the way of doing what she loves. Whether she's sitting at the card table, perfecting her five-card draw strategy, or confidently declaring read 'em and weep, Anne-Marie brings skill, determination, and plenty of personality to the game. Featured in the What We're Like campaign, she is helping challenge assumptions about people with developmental disabilities by showing that shared interests and experiences connect us far more than labels ever could. What does birding sound like when you can't rely on sight? In this special two-part podcast feature, Kudsia chats with Jerry Barrier, a blind birder, accessibility advocate, and member of Birdability and the Bay State Council of the Blind. From making nature trails more accessible to helping organize the first ever National Blind Birder Birdathon, Jerry shares how inclusion is opening up the wonders of the natural world to more people. Trust us, you'll want to stay tuned for part two. It's sure to be a hoot. I swear actor addresses Tourette's incident at BAFTAs. Whole point. A moment at the BAFTA Film Awards has sparked conversation about Tourette's syndrome and disability awareness. John Davidson, the Tourette's campaigner whose life inspired the film I Swear, experienced involuntary vocal tics during the ceremony, prompting debate online. Supporters have used the moment to highlight the importance of understanding neurological conditions and creating more inclusive spaces through education and empathy. Nurturing a growth mindset. Why yet might be the most powerful word you can teach. What if one small word could change the way we think about challenges? This thoughtful article explores the power of a growth mindset for neurodivergent individuals, highlighting how learning, progress, and self-understanding can flourish when we move beyond I can't to I can't yet. Rather than focusing on trying harder, it emphasizes the importance of finding strategies, supports, and environments that work with, not against, different ways of thinking and learning. 7 new queer books to read for Disability Pride Month. In honor of Disability Pride Month, this curated book list spotlights new 2026 releases featuring queer disabled characters and creators. Spanning poetry, memoir, romance, fantasy, essays, and graphic novels, these titles explore disability, identity, love, resilience, and self-discovery through diverse queer experiences. While representation is growing, the collection also highlights the importance of continuing to amplify disabled LGBTQIA+ voices and stories across all genres. Looking for inclusive travel destinations? Arizona, the Grand Canyon State, Lansing, Michigan, Penticton, BC, Friuli Venezia Giulia, Visit Lauderdale, the Palm Beaches, Thunder Bay, Ontario, 2S LGBTQIA+ welcoming and accessible adventures. More travel deals? Check out Accessible Go. Want to know before you go? Check out Ableize.